The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello once again, dear Critical Hit fans, spoilerites out there in the world of wherever you are, in the world, we should say, or future people, some of you may be. I don't think any of you are past people. I want to give you a quick apology for not having this show out on time. I know so many of you look forward to this on Friday night / Saturday morning. If you follow me at Major Spoilers on Twitter, you will know immediately when a new episode is posted. But this week we're a little bit late. The show officially posts on Saturday when it appears on the Major Spoilers website. But again, those of you that are on the on Twitter, you can follow me and know exactly when it's posted, because I'll say, hey, a brand new episode of Hashtag Critical Hit is now available on the iTunes and RSS feeds. And that's when you know your new episode is ready to go. But this weekend, a lot of people are super busy with graduation. And that's what I was doing. I help run the broadcast of our graduation down at the university, and that just wipes me out. And by the time I'm done with two graduations, I'm literally worn out to the point where I fell asleep while trying to edit the show. And so the show didn't get out on time, and I want to apologize to that. But I also want to say congratulations to everyone who graduates this year, whether that be from a grade school, whether that be from a high school, or if you're getting a graduate, a university degree, whether it's be an undergraduate or a graduate degree, congratulations to you. And I hope that you go further in your education. And I guess one of the things that we try to tell our students is never stop learning. You can be 45 years old and still learn something new each and every day. And maybe that kind of leads into our show this week. Maybe the lesson for these guys is, maybe they shouldn't think so much. Here's your episode of Critical Hit. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening. Thank you for sharing it with a friend. And here you go. Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. So nice to have you here with us this week as our party does something I think everyone saw coming.
Only Torque did it. We don't have to go in there.
Well, thank you.
But I mean, this is pretty typical for our
there
party
might be
to
a
do
door
these kinds
right
of things.
Over there.
I dub thee Katrina.
Hey, look, there's some stairs going down.
Yeah, exactly. Some stairs going down. Is well out of order. Do not use stairs instead.
All right. So last time
on critical hit.
That was close.
Batwing.
I think we may need to wait a little longer for them.
Hey, if they don't jump in.
On critical hit.
I'm going more with the delay.
So, the party found a temple with a well at the center. Torque jumps in. What do the rest of you do?
Yay.
Sigh.
We should probably follow. Let's do that.
Start pulling out rope. Find something to fix it to.
Attach it to.
Okay. Yep. You can fix it to the lip of the well, or you can try and do it outside of the temple to where there's actual, like, rock.
I think the lip should be fine.
Looks pretty stable, right?
I guess.
All right.
All right. So are we talking four ropes and then you guys are...
Let's go down one at a time.
Yeah. Because we don't know how deep this goes. Our rope is not infinite rope. Mm-hmm. We may need to tie ropes onto one another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go last. I'll keep watch.
Okay, so who's going first?
I will go second.
Okay.
I'll take the rear.
So, Trell's doing just that. Your regular length of rope, or are you going to just anticipate and try to tie an extra rope to it? But to walk me through this.
Well, seeing how we can't see the bottom, and our rope is, what, 100 foot long?
What's a standard adventurer's kit?
100 sounds right.
It looks like it's usually 50.
Well, okay. 50 then.
So I think we probably should tie two of them together at the beginning.
Okay.
Just because I'm pretty sure Orm could see past 50 feet.
Okay.
And then we descend.
So Ket gets 100 feet of rope.
First, crack a sunrod and drop it.
Okay.
Down there.
You see much farther down until the sunrod eventually disappears. But it makes this cool, like, ring effect as it's going down. Yeah. Until eventually it just, you know, comes to a point.
Tie the other two pieces to the end of the rope.
Okay.
So now we have 200 feet of rope.
All right.
There's no instructions on this well, are there?
Nope.
There's no, like, elven, like, something, I don't know.
Make a wish and
no.
Insert rope here.
I don't know, something.
Throw an orc down the well, make a wish.
No, there are no instructions
here.
We'd
only get 3/4 of
presumably
a wish.
The people who were planning on using it assumed that the people who would be using it knew how to use it.
Okay.
All right, so
Ket, insert orc.
And I do a quick history check. On the, because the drow were the thing in the underdark, or the enemy in the Underdark War, right?
Yes.
If anybody found something along these lines.
Sure.
God, friggin' 26.
26 is pretty good. Yes, lots of these were found and promptly destroyed and stoppered.
Okay. Yep, start rappelling.
Okay. So, Ket goes down. Do 50 feet down. Keep going.
Keep going.
Okay. Give me an endurance check.
This is a pretty smooth surface all the way down, yeah, or are there little ledges sticking out? Or?
It's smooth, but it looks like a natural
stone. Formation, so it doesn't look like it was hand-carved or anything.
Well, it's too symmetrical to not be hand-carved, but it's also kind of, I don't know. Imagine if someone had a, like one of those water saws, and basically like carved out a well out of it. It has that shape, water was used to do it.
Okay.
You know, over like thousands of years, but also it's like perfectly circular.
Okay.
24. Yeah.
All right. You go down 100 feet and arms, you know, start getting a little sore. Keep going down.
Yeah.
All right. Keep going down. Give me another one.
17.
Okay. You get to that point where if you are going to chicken out and go back up, you need to chicken out and go back up right now. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to pull yourself back up.
Mm-hmm. I say when Torque jumped, did he just plummet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. God.
We didn't float.
I didn't know if he like disappeared.
Or...
No, he didn't like. He didn't like disintegrate at the edge of it. And... The problem is he forgot to shout energize.
Yeah. All we heard was a Wilhelm scream.
Yeah.
Or a goofy scream.
Yep. Yeah, I think a goofy scream is more appropriate for Torque.
All right.
I'm not gonna chicken out.
All right, you keep going and. Pretty much simultaneously get to the end of the rope and are sore enough that you really can't pull yourself back up. There appears to be plenty of well left. Assuming that Ket thought to crack a sunrod and stick it in his belt, you guys can see him down there, and he's just run out of rope.
What's the situation?
I think he's at the end of his rope.
Can you see anything?
Can I hear him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm guessing you're shouting down.
Yeah.
Oh no, he was speaking in Randa's voice. I can't imagine Randa's voice getting above, you know, whisper.
Hey, can you
it just
see
cracks
anything?
When it gets up there.
I'll have to check with the manager.
Apparently, I'm sick now.
Yeah, it's it happens to scientists. It's like the amount, like the proteins that would normally form their vocal cords into manly ones go into their brain, and that's why they're so smart.
Yes.
So that's why their voices crack so much.
It's kind of a reverse puberty, which explains why his voice used to be much deeper.
Yeah, exactly.
No. Yell.
Sure.
You want us to pull you back up?
Drop another sunrod. Crack it first.
One unlit sunrod goes sailing past his head, followed immediately by one that's lit.
I thought you were going to catch it.
Look down.
Yeah.
Eventually disappears down the hall.
So a lot more hole.
Yep.
Oh my god, we're so dead.
How big is this well?
Like how wide?
Yeah.
We'll say... about 25 feet across.
Okay.
Wow.
So this thing's pretty massive.
So there's not really a way we can brace ourselves and try to shimmy down.
Oh, you mean like chimney style?
No. Yes.
And there's probably nothing that we can dig into, right?
Well, there's rock, but it's pretty smooth. That doesn't necessarily mean that you can't dig into it.
Just that it'd take a ton of effort.
And take a fair amount of it, yes.
Any likelihood I could make a makeshift parachute?
Yeah, you can make a makeshift parachute.
Okay. I think I'm going to try to go down there.
Oh, God.
Here's the thing about a makeshift parachute, though. do you understand how parachutes work?
I'm so scared.
If you jump down, you don't have a lot of room, and enough of the parachute collapses,
it stops being
a parachute, and much just like a really large muumuu that covers your corpse.
Sort of a death shroud.
Yeah, exactly.
So you... Too late, you already jumped.
Oh my god, what happened to Tori?
Splat.
I don't know. Probably something
I've actually been texting character concepts with Matthew this whole time.
No!
So the next one's going to be Scottish, I swear to god.
Sure.
In the way that Tensor's floating disks work.
Wait.
Say what?
In the way that Tensor's floating disks work, can I use that to levitate us down?
Sure, for the duration of the ritual.
Which is 24 hours, sure.
Oh, there you go.
Wait, Ket, you've got a bird friend.
Let me see Tensor's floating
who
disk.
Who can fly.
So he can float away and watch you die.
No, well, he can find out what's down there.
Not really tell us anything.
Oh, nope, sorry.
Why not?
It floats a foot off the ground.
Guy can fly.
Then it'll just plummet and
yeah,
then
so I guess if you gotta,
float
yes.
at 1 foot.
Yeah.
So it'd just
like
be plummet.
An elevator
But once it hits that 1 foot off the ground, then we're all okay.
Then you'd splatter against the floating disc instead of the ground.
So,
and then, guy can fly and then not 20 die.
Some hours later, we would re-splatter a foot lower.
Yeah.
He may not fly very high.
Okay, yeah, what about Guy? Can you, like, have Guy fly downwards?
Does Guy have dark vision or, I guess?
Probably.
Well, he could take the sunrod with him.
Better.
Sure. Can we take some eagles down there?
Yeah, you can try to stuff an eagle down here.
Said it was 25 feet across.
Yeah, those things probably have a good, like, 40-45 foot wingspan.
What about your tiny eagle?
Would a magical eagle corpse be enough to cushion our fall?
No!
We're terrible.
How do you spell
Anyhow,
paladin?
Guy, right? Can you take a sunrod down there and see if you can see any further? Although Guy can only get so far away from me.
All right. Takes his sunrod. Yeah. Flies down. You see the, again, see like kind of the ring effect.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, you start seeing it expand again. And Guy comes back up.
How much further?
I don't know.
Can't get down far enough?
Mm-mm.
What about a bird?
The bird can't tell me things.
Why can't it tell you things?
Doesn't talk?
Can't you see through
Have
its eyes
or something? Have you asked it if it can talk?
Mm.
Is there anything else around this well that would give us an indication of how this would work, or
I asked if there were
how we're supposed to do
he
it,
said no.
Or any kind of like a guardhouse or shack or something nearby?
Nope.
So I kind of think I don't. Anyone have any way to take a long fall?
Okay, I have one idea. One it is that we go down there. Well, one of us goes down there. Secure rope to the wall.
That's how we'd have to do it.
Descend another however many feet.
What happens if you teleport while moving?
What happens if you teleport?
Asking jump at the last minute kind of thing.
Well, I was asking if you're teleporting in a situation where you're moving, does your momentum carry with you?
Not usually.
So you could like jump down the well and then teleport up?
No.
And thereby cancel out your momentum?
Yeah, you can try that.
I already did.
I don't think you can teleport in upwards direction.
Tried it. He can't teleport.
See, what you do is you open your teleportal under you as you're falling, right? So you fall into it, but then you put the exit going up. So you're falling, but then you fall up, which negates your fall.
Yeah, you portal that stuff.
Right,
oh
and then
God.
The point where you have negative momentum, you just teleport to the ground.
So what's the plan here?
Teleport to the ground?
Not that.
Oh.
Give the sunrod to my eagle and see how far it can go.
Okay.
Bring back a piece of torque if you can find him.
Yeah, that's funny till it happens, Mr. Smarty Pants.
It comes back up with a broken horn.
No!
Now this thing's pretty strong.
It so brings, Scottish it Paladin brings a whole, Assassin. Yes.
It brings back a whole head.
No!
All right, the eagle flies down. Comma disappears.
Yes.
Do. Oh God.
The good news is a feat so you can retrain it.
Oh God, they're eating your bird like a puffin.
I'm still considering trying to jump.
No. Okay. I'll just go down there. We secure that rope. Do you get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We secure that rope, and that's where we get more length.
Essentially,
that means all four of us are going to have to be on this rope at once.
Yeah. Yes.
No, I can shoot the rope back up, can't I?
Yeah, but that's only really going to work once. Once you get far down enough, then everybody's going to have to be on that rope.
Hmm.
Also, no.
What happens if one of us misses the arrow?
Oh, you just doesn't. Don't miss it.
Yeah. What are you going to be secured to while you shoot said arrow?
I assume I'll be on the ground at that point. This is so difficult.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain your range is not is further than we can see. Does Tork have an eagle buddy yet?
No.
Spirits, when spirits die, they go, like, something different happens to them. They don't reincarnate or go to Endgate, so probably not.
I'm gonna cry.
No!
You're so mean.
You did just jump down a well.
Yeah. This is completely your fault.
I'm not.
Yeah.
You can.
It's totally unrealistic to assume that a magical well might have some sort of magic.
Matthew, you can come back Scottish. You've already played for what, like 6 years with a character with a ridiculous accent. I'm not gonna stop you.
Hey. That's hurtful.
Oh,
so that doesn't mean he's playing a dwarf.
Tork is actually more like a Viking. Dialect. Thank you. It's sort of like West Texas by way of Westeros.
But everybody still has an accent.
It's true.
Westeros, Texas.
All right. So what's the plan here?
We don't have one yet.
Jumping.
You better make sure you have made parachutes
idea.
For everybody else.
Do you got a better one? Seriously? Please.
The brainy guys are begging you for a better idea.
What can I roll for an idea here?
Gaming. This is always a great moment for game masters.
Drell, use the force.
Yes. Here's what you can roll for an idea.
Nothing.
Turn off your targeting computer.
Any
trap.
Thoughts here?
What'd you say? What?
The force.
Thoughts? I'm
so
trying to
if this
think.
Is how the drow get in and out.
Drow.
And there's religion all the way around the place.
Wait. Why don't we try sending him sending?
Oh!
See if there's any response.
But it's across planes!
Is it?
Does it work?
The Underdark isn't a different plane.
It's not right.
It's just the cargo Shadow area Fallen. Of the plane we're already in. Let's try it.
And it doesn't hurt us to try. That's probably the best idea
shouts,
we've had so
shouts
far.
Shouts Ket from 400 feet.
200.
200.
Also, pull me back up. My arms feel like noodles.
Oh. Okay, pull up. All right, Ket.
Pulling.
All right, you guys pull Ket back up.
Your arms always feel like noodles.
Yes.
Oh.
Noodle arms.
Oh, no, we got off the line.
Throw it back. It's too small.
Hey.
Wait, is there anything else in this place?
Rocks. Scrubs.
How quick
no, like,
it.
Doors. There's no other, like,
nope.
Area.
This is basically a
like
big
a
stone This is basically a big
gazebo.
Stone gazebo with a well in the center.
Okay, pull up Ket.
Okay. Ket is.
Do we get a Ket?
Yes, you get a Ket back.
Oh, so what did you guys think of a leap of faith?
Steve Martin
best
was brilliant.
Thing
I say we try Brandis'
first.
Idea first.
Okay, parachute, go time.
No, not that one. You're sending it. Idea.
Sending. Okay.
4 episodes later, Tork is still having brunch in heaven. With Emily Dickinson and Davy Jones.
If that's how the season ends, that's terrible. Is that like idiots, they all jump down a well and die.
the end.
I don't know if that would be the end of the season so much as the end of the series.
Critical hit.
Splat.
Four idiots down a well.
Credits.
That's the title of this episode.
Real
Splat.
The winner was Gravity.
Yep. All right, so what's happening here?
Randus is doing ascending.
Yes.
Or Orym is doing ascending. Someone is doing ascending that's good at sending.
Either of us.
Spend me some money.
Spend you some ritual components. How much is this? It's like 100 or something.
Joe Range Ovi.
Where's my
sending? I recite words just like their power.
Sending 50 gold pieces. 39. Oh, so close.
Plus
1,000 miles. Plus 2. So anywhere on the same plane, we can send a message.
Okay.
So.
Go team magic dorks.
Yes.
Torque. Have you touched bottom?
Nope. We just get back.
Ah! God damn it.
Are you okay?
It's okay. One word or two.
3, 4, 5.
It's
6, 7, 8, 9. How's your aunt?
Wow.
How's Aunt Tilly? But yeah.
Anything else?
Nah.
Eh.
Send.
Listen, okay. They have this gateway open for a reason. Right?
Maybe.
So,
yes,
so
Indian adventurers will jump to their deaths.
We discovered that removing the instructions of our trap, like just leaving traps out, is like the easiest way to catch adventurers, especially if they're really out of the way. If it's like, here's the thing you want. Oh, there must be a trap in front of it. It's like, here's out in the middle of this rainforest, there's just a trap. Like, it just, drought just come by every couple years and just collect all the corpses, like clean them out, and then just let adventurers fall
this
into
it. It's a big pitcher plant, is what this is. Message sent.
They must have this open for a reason. For, like, trade, right? What other reason is there?
Why would they?
Well, let's wait till we get Torque's response. Before we actually deliberate anything else.
Orym? What? Is that you? Wait, this must be your magical thing with that scrolly. What's this? Wait, how many words does it...
So Orym gets that response back.
Well, he's still alive.
Yay. That's good. Yeah. So.
And?
I don't think he's touched bottom yet.
Oh.
He was,
you don't think he's touched bottom yet?
He got
caught up. Wait, how would you know that?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, you could tell from his voice.
The wind wishing past?
Yeah. I mean, it sounded like...
Doppler effect?
Yeah. No.
Yes, the ascending's in one spot.
Like, if he was at the bottom, he probably wouldn't be shouting it.
Yeah.
Hang on. How's this thing work again? I can see my house from here.
Okay. Thoughts again?
Well, this has been going on. He's been falling for
10 minutes now.
No. Oh. He had to crawl down 200 feet of rope.
Oh.
Have a conversation with us.
pull
back him back up.
Then 10 minutes.
And then 10 minutes later. So this has been probably about an hour.
Probably a little longer than that, even.
So I think we need to figure out how to turn this on if there is a way and hope that takes him wherever.
Or maybe there's a way to turn it off.
That's always good.
I don't know if that's the best plan either.
Just power down and reboot. That should take care of it.
Can we reverse the polarity?
We have to get another well and put that on top of this one.
No, you don't want to cross the well streams.
Teleport upwards.
Well, I admit, didn't see this one coming right away.
I did not think we were going to be standing around a well for an episode. Or five.
You're welcome. Or five. We just start randomly throwing things down the well to see if that has any effect.
Throw some food.
We go and get like more like people to join us, but we don't tell them about this well problem. Check them in.
Look down there. Do you see anything? Poosh.
Tell you. Well,
my only thing was a leap of faith, but that's... apparently that's not it.
Yeah.
Or maybe it is. Just
have Walt's faith.
Sadly puts away his parachute.
We need to find a drow. Right? We have to find a drow and ask them how to use this thing.
Is there anywhere else to go here?
It's kind of the only choice we have at this point.
We have to go find a drow.
Yeah.
Look for signs of drow.
There are no signs of drow.
Really?
Other than the giant temple to the
Other than the giant temple to Lolth, there are no signs of...
Footprints, nothing. Nope. Like, other signs of other people having been at this temple? No. Just us.
Nope, just a quintet of idiots.
Nope.
Is this an illusion or something?
We would have figured that one out by now.
Would we?
I think.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you guys were rolling those arcana checks.
Yeah.
Goblin druid over in the bushes just laughing his ass off.
Oh.
Jumps out with camera crew. Surprise.
Oh, he wasn't supposed to jump. That sucked.
I didn't think it would go that far. Yeah, I'm at a loss.
Yeah, finding a drow seems like the only option we've got.
Unless they're all the drow are on the other side of this well. But, okay. So, okay, I guess we just
in your history,
try
did
and
you
go around.
In your history, did you know anything about how these things worked?
No, it seems every time they found one, they just kind of destroyed it.
Mm. And I guess in our text at the academy, it would have been like verboten, kind of.
Probably.
But it was mentioned that like it was basically this design where the entrance is to the Underdark, or
who knows? Sure.
Okay,
like assuming this is in fact an entrance to the Underdark, and really all the Lolth stuff, you know. Then they were all destroyed. There is we never talked about Ket being a scholar about this, and at no point in this adventure did you say, oh, also I would like to do some research about this. The times when you did, there was a coup d'etat. So
I tried. I really tried.
That's right.
That was...
I researched a war. I researched a war.
Yeah. A war.
Just, a war between gods and not mortals.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
I thought they removed the coup d'etat rules.
Like, expand our searching area beyond the gazebo that ate our torch.
Try and start recalling my bird.
Okay.
Caw, caw, caw.
Yeah, where is your bird?
I climb up a tree.
Okay.
Is it? What do I see?
Over there,
mm-hmm.
A gazebo with some confused people around.
Okay.
Hi.
Over there, jungle. Over there, more jungle. Over there, more jungle. Over there, some fires. But also more jungle.
Like campfires or fire that was set like...
No. Like you're out of control. You're very far away from that fire now. But yeah, either campfires or like foliage deliberately being cleared.
Back in the area towards the knolls, or
every direction from here is towards the knolls.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How far away are those campfires?
This is the worst place.
Not super far. Like definitely for you guys within a day and a half of travel.
Mm. Is there anyone we can
come back
contact?
Down the tree? Hey, so the good news is nobody else around except for Knowles. Bad news, they're about a day and a half hike from here.
unless they're faster than you.
Unless they're faster than us, which they might be.
Probably.
Hey, Randus.
Yes?
Did you say at one point that Thony had fought in the Underdark?
In the Underdark Wars, yes.
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 What was that thing that he gave you?
Oh, this?
Yes, what is that?
I really haven't been able to determine.
Well, we've got some time.
Put on my gem of put on my gem of seeing. Do an arcana check.
Okay.
31.
That's pretty good. It appears to be some sort of what's the word? Receiver.
A receiver.
Yeah, and it's getting some kind of signal. That's all that appears to be.
Is there any kind of controls or anything on it?
No.
It's getting some kind of a signal.
It's basically an antenna.
Rantus?
What?
I don't know.
Walk that way. So after I tell him what I see or hear, or what am I hearing it, seeing it? What's the...
Have the gauges changed since we left the cogs?
Very slightly.
Is there a way to amplify this receiver?
I can try.
Okay.
All right.
So it's two... I mean, walking 50 feet isn't going to change anything on those...
On those what?
On the... You said the...
The gauges?
The gauges.
No. The gauges are... it's like there's one gauge, actually, and it appears to be some sort of pie, and it is slightly more full than it was before.
So, yeah, if it's a distance-based thing, going a little bit over there is not going to make any difference, considering it's barely moved from the cogs.
Okay.
And if it's a time-based thing, then it's going to be doing this for a while.
Unless it's an exponential expansion.
Okay.
Start going.
So it's not it's nothing that's telling us that we're closer or further away from the Underdark. So, you know, if this were an Underdark detector.
I suppose if this was an Underdark entrance detector,
this would be going off crazily.
Yeah,
huh?
It would have already gone off. Yes.
Unless it's a vertical distance thing.
Well,
then it would probably be fuller.
Okay.
I'm so tired.
you're weightless at this point.
Yeah.
What are you implying?
That you've been falling a while and hit terminal velocity probably a couple hours ago?
Can we also avoid words splat. Like terminal?
Wait. Are drow nocturnal?
Yes?
Maybe?
Drow nocturnal.
They are.
Maybe if we wait here, they'll come.
That'd be
in the meantime. But I don't know.
Could we roll a check on that one? Or it'd be a nature check, wouldn't it?
You've actually met drow. Were they nocturnal?
You were in a giant city that would drow around all the time.
Yeah. The city was also kind of dark.
Yeah. At all times of the day.
Yeah.
Because drow live underground. Are drow nocturnal? They would probably be more comfortable at night, but that doesn't mean that they're nocturnal because there's probably not sunlight down where they live.
Got any of the Loth inside of you?
Mm-mm.
You got the bird queen in there.
Yeah, the only god that I've faced in the tournament has been the raven queen.
You don't have any way of contacting Loth?
We could pray to her.
Oh, that was so alarmed. That's a really
questionable idea. Could that actually be some kind of trigger for this well?
She looks at Aurum.
Well, look, you can see the engravings all the way around.
Yeah.
Do we want to pray to Loth?
Well, I don't.
You know what I mean.
But I don't like to play prey to anyone.
If it helps us, if...
Yeah, sure. I mean, I can, you know.
Okay, just start. Aurum, you... Ket, Randis, you can learn Elven or something, right?
I think he took a ritual at one point, didn't you? I guess.
Something.
Comprehend some language.
Yes, comprehend language.
Anything on this building help us at all?
You're spending some comprehend language stuff there?
Mark me off. Whatever.
All of us can read Elven. There's a building covered in stuff.
All right.
Give me a moment.
So, Randis can now speak and read Elven. Looks around. Nope. No further clues. Are gleaned.
But now we can talk to Randis like this.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Trails and Orm's accents are really different.
Interesting.
Okay. Howdy, Randis.
Hi.
Sure am glad you can understand us now.
All the mystique is gone.
I know. You get used to it. Randis is normally just what? Common and Dwarven?
Yep. Yes. Yeah.
Ket sounds like unintelligible rural Scottish. Like
one Monty Python sketch.
Nope. I'll tell you this right now. Ket is basically the equivalent of a TV newscaster. Ket's Elven is like the blandest, most intelligible thing you've ever heard.
Wait, yeah. What's Trell sound like then?
Trell probably does sound more like a hick.
No! No!
Scottish Highlander, so sounds, it's an awesome hick.
She sounds like a Berenstain Bear. I don't know. What do you want her?
You're saying the grossest words to me right now.
What do you want her to sound like?
Say French.
Yeah, French would be what I would expect the...
Really? Elven was French.
Yeah.
And no.
No. I would expect more.
Dwarvens are always Scottish,
out,
Rob.
Figure out what you want her to sound
Dwarvens
like.
Dwarvens are always Scottish.
And that's what she'll sound like.
Yes.
Honestly, it's more like there's no similarity to it because...
It's Elven.
Yeah.
Sounds like she learned English in Japan, but she's actually from Australia.
Anyway...
Wait, she should have the best form of Elven, right? Best, as in most, like...
Elvish.
Yeah. most vintage.
It's like in
Vatican City, where they speak a Vulgate form of Latin.
The people who are still most connected to where the Elvish race originated... have the best form of Elven by that idea, i.e. the Eladrin?
No, because they're not getting the language from the actual place. They're getting it from the culture. The elves that left
so it'd be like
were the...
High Deutsch, Low Deutsch kind of thing. High German, Low German. There's actually two very distinct language sets in German, depending on how you're pronouncing.
Old Elvish was German.
Actually, the American accent is supposed to be an old form of a British accent.
Right.
It's like what British people used to sound like.
Interrupt our syntax debate.
You're not here.
No, you don't care about this because you jumped in the well.
If we have to fight Drow now,
we don't have our tank with us.
Oh, I see.
We're literally down one person. Like if we fight someone.
Forgive me for breaking our perfect streak of thoughtful and well constructed decisions.
Oh no, you didn't break it.
I think that was sarcasm.
Praying to Wolf, then maybe.
Well, there's two options.
Okay.
We either wait until the sun goes down, and if the drow don't appear, then we pray to Wolf, or we just take a leap of faith and we all join Torque.
Those are the options. Now, and then if that doesn't work, then we jump.
Okay.
Or we look more for... I don't know, like, is there more...
What time of day is it?
Master Hunter, I should be able to hunt some frigging drow down.
Out of their territory, if you're not used to these jungles. Yeah.
A minute ago, they were beautiful, majestic creatures. Now they're friggin' drow.
Listen.
Okay, you...
This is my voice.
All right, so... Master Hunter, you should be able to hunt some drow down. I suppose that's true. Is Strel just going to take off into the forest at this point?
Oh boy.
Not without saying something to someone.
Okay, we'll get to that here in a second. We'll say it's noon? Late afternoon.
Yeah. Have we been here since noon?
Yeah.
Have we missed the high point of the sun?
Yes.
Directly over
Are
the well?
Are you thinking like Indiana Jones?
What?
Thing?
Oh.
Well, I'm just thinking maybe, you know, if the sun was shining directly over the
The gazebo
well
does have a...
opening at the top.
Opening at the top. That might actually be the
moon.
But yeah, it would be the moon, I would think. If any, I don't know what she likes. I don't know anything.
Spiders? Do we? Yes.
Probably what it is.
Not my assistant.
We all have to hold a spider.
Well, by now it's too far for the assistant to go down. We already know that Torque is alive and still plummeting.
Well, we knew that a little while ago, at least.
Yes.
We haven't checked in a while. Who knows?
Thud.
Bounce.
Yeah,
hey guys, what's up? The Underdark is a bouncy castle.
Okay, on
if
the
only
other
that
side,
were the case.
But he's not close enough to the side to actually grab. So just
he would only bounce half the distance.
Yeah, because physics, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait.
Oh, God, I'm going to die.
How would you get up through this?
Magic.
How would you come the other way?
Magic.
We better make sure it's realistic. Oh, Jesus. I've been falling for a day. I'd hate for it to fall apart again. I'm better now.
So,
praying to Lolth and possibly sacrificing.
Is it full moon tonight?
Some spiders.
Sure.
All right.
Wait for the full moon?
I suppose.
All right.
Okay.
Falling there forever.
Be on guard for some drow.
You guys, wait till nightfall.
Should we check in with Torque?
How much would that cost?
50.
Oh, that's horrible.
How long would it take him to fall out of a range?
Oh, well, we have to roll for it, so
yeah,
might as well roll for it.
Who's lead?
Me.
I'll help this time.
Ugh. Oh, boy. Oh, wow.
Ain't going far.
Is it more than a 2?
Nope. Oh, it's a 3.
3.
Hey.
He did better than us.
Hooray.
So that would get us 22, 3, 4, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so 24 will get us 500 pounds. No, that is the wrong one.
Yes.
24 nope. will get us 500 miles.
Miles?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Is that should be far enough.
Let's find out. Torque. Still with us? Still with us? Question mark? Hashtag sending.
Did you actually ever tell us what
hashtag? He said? Yes, I did. 25 words, please.
Sure is dark.
Torque, still with us. 25 words, please. Hashtag sitting. Hashtag.
Have you found a sunrod yet?
Hit. Anything else?
Well, that comes back. Everybody want to give me a perception check?
Oh, boy.
Except for Oren.
Yes! This is
horrible. Because I'm sending.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I noticed nothing.
25.
Plus two.
That's with the plus two. Thank you.
Okay.
Anybody do better than 25?
Nope.
Drell?
I don't know what math is. No, I got the same thing.
Okay.
Yes.
That's
so. While Orym is kind of finishing up the ritual,
go ahead.
You two realize that, like Orym had pointed out to you, that there were campfires, but now you see smoke from a slightly different direction as well. If you take the time to climb up a tree. You will quickly notice that now there are probably four other spots that are pretty close with campfires.
Define pretty close.
At this point, less than a day's travel. So
no reply?
No reply.
I get no reply from Torque. Either he's outside of our range or he is unable to reply.
There is a glorious, bright full moon tonight. That cast its lovely light, making everything very visible.
Well, we were looking for the moon to see if we could, if it helped with getting this thing to activate. Also, yep. It means we can see the gnolls as they approach us.
Yes.
Maybe.
I don't think that's going to be a problem, one way or the other.
We'll probably hear them first.
Any signs of drow? Any other magic-y things happening with the well under the full moon?
Nope.
Maybe we have to wait until it's a new moon.
Yeah.
So wait here for 3 days.
Yeah, I don't right think so. Again, praying to Lolth.
Yeah.
You're probably the highest on the religion. Actually, we're the same.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay, what does Lul think about other species?
She thinks they're delicious.
Species other than drow. Do any of us know any of this stuff?
Oh yeah, you know exactly what Lul feels, at least about elves and eladrin.
Yes, tell me that.
A long time ago she invited you and you said no.
So does that mean she dislikes them?
Kind of led to a big fight at one point.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I don't know what her current strategy,
scheme is,
or if she is trying to market to that demographic, or if she does
that,
not want
that. That you do not know. You only know that at one point she was very interested in getting you to come work for her. But then there were some, there was a falling out there.
Bit of a kerfuffle.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
This is a thing.
So, I got her a temple in Shalai.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
That might help.
Yeah, you've met her, Ket.
Yeah, you might want to reach out. Hey, Lolth, remember me? Are you there, Lolth? It's me, Ket.
Mark Ket.
Yeah. I start praying to Lolth.
Oh, God. What are you doing?
Dear Lolth.
Ket souls.
How are you?
No role necessary.
Oh, goody. Lolth, we are in need of your guidance. In entering your people's domain to attempt to save the world. Please assist me once again.
That's a good prayer.
Appropriate amen type ending.
You can roll for that.
Beautiful eminence.
Yeah. Actually, don't. That's about right. Well, nothing certainly seems to happen immediately.
Wait for a little bit longer. I don't want to pester God. I'm pretty sure gods get pestered all the time. That's why they have secretaries.
Dear Loth's secretary.
No.
Closed, please find half a soul.
Still no response.
Looks like we're gonna have to jump.
You just want to jump.
He's wanted to jump the whole time.
I know.
He thought it was a great idea.
With a parachute.
Do you have 4 parachutes?
Can I make 4 parachutes?
Sure.
You know it's absolutely wrong to do if he says sure and smiles so happily.
It's mostly the smile.
Then yes. Yes, I got 4 parachutes.
It's mostly like the incredible happiness.
But what do you think I've been doing this whole time?
What have we been doing for the last 12 hours?
Yeah. Yep, he's just been sitting there making parachutes. Randa's never fully gave up on the parachute idea.
And there's nothing that shows any way of turning this magics off.
My assistant can also be a sewing machine. So.
Yeah.
I'm a handheld.
Okay, are we jumping? As much as I hate this idea. I can't think of anything. I know Drow are showing up. I think they like have the cushiest job where they have no bosses checking on them. Or they're on the other side.
Yeah, why would they be on the surface?
Instead of Tork going splat, he just gets stabbed when he finally lands.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks, Kat.
I throw a gold piece down the well. Make a wish.
And what is your wish?
Try anything.
I wish we could all just get to the Underdark safely.
Oh, that summons the drow troops, and then they kill you. Hooray! You guys figured out one of the triggers.
Also acceptable
now.
The trigger happens to be the sacrifice of 5 adventurers.
If I wasn't playing Trell, I would start destroying this place.
Oh, well.
I don't know that destroying this place would be the best of plans.
I know. But if I was confronted with this problem in real life, that is exactly what I would end up doing.
Oh, man.
Just set fire to it.
Yeah, this time I would have been online looking for cheats for Underdark Well.
Rodrigo
pulls out a smartphone.
Yes. Cheats for Rodrigo. Wait, level 500.
Is there a Tower
of
Hanoi anywhere?
If I was here, I would have given up a long time ago. Like not at this. I mean, like when the adventure started. Adventuring's hard. Someone else go save the world.
Oh yeah, it wouldn't be us.
Hey, speak for yourself.
More time passes.
I suppose.
Sure.
We're waiting on Kit to give us the answer.
I assume my eagle has never come back.
Oh yeah, it's right there.
Oh, hi. When did it come back?
Ask him.
You're.
It's just sitting on the well.
Yep, it's just right there.
The bird thing. The big bird could talk. Why can't the little bird?
It's not quite the same thing.
Have you established that the bird can't talk?
No, that's why I'm asking.
He says the bird can't talk.
Yeah, he says that.
He says a lot of things.
How long ago did you get back?
It just stares at you.
Ask if it can talk.
It would have answered the question if it could talk.
Would it?
Try a different language.
Have Guy talk to it.
Ask it. Use a baby Elvin. Voice.
It continues to stare at you.
What language does the Raven Queen speak?
Speak it's not baby. A raven, it's an eagle.
Birds. For...
Yeah, exactly.
Can you speak?
It kind of starts, like, fixing its feathers.
Oh, it's raining. Oh, no! That's better!
Okay.
Put it in my arm.
It hops onto it.
Scratch its head. Welcome back.
Just did kinda... you go to the Underdark?
Brenda starts holding up a parachute bag.
Mate, does it have a name, Ket?
Not yet.
What do you mean, not yet?
Well, it only appeared like yesterday, and Ket spent a lot of time either unconscious or in another dimension, so...
Except for the last 12 hours.
Whatever.
That's true. But I haven't been with it for most of the last 12 hours. So
I'm sure Trell's been suggesting names for this bird, for this baby, whatever it was.
Yes, but you don't name a pet like this. You let it tell you what its name is. You find out.
You just said it couldn't talk.
It doesn't have to talk to tell you its name.
According to Rob, the car told Rob its name, so don't, Rob.
That's metal.
Yes, the car is metal.
Could I use speak with spirits?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and use speak with spirits and ask it again.
Okay. I guess give me a nature check, because that's how speak with spirits works, right? It just gives you a bonus to a roll.
During this turn, you gain a bonus to your next skill check until your wisdom modifier.
There you go. Nature plus wisdom modifier.
25 feet is 5 squares.
Yes.
Are you mathing out the distance?
I'm just going to teleport to the other side of the well. The other side of the well through the green stuffs.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You do that?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on to that roll. Orm disappears. Finds himself briefly... in the Feywild, in a desert, he briefly notices that all the dunes are exactly the same height.
Mm.
In the distance, he sees a strange kind of dog-like creature slowly walking towards him, and then he appears on the other side of the well.
Hmm.
Hard to tell what it looked like. It was very shimmery, kind of heat shimmery.
What?
There's no limit on my teleports, right?
It's an encounter power.
Yeah, okay.
You need a 5-minute rest.
Okay.
27.
27?
Yeah.
What are you asking it?
How long has it been back? Yeah, and how far down did it get?
You kind of get the idea that it went down for a long time, and then when you called it, he started making his way back.
Wow. All right.
What did it say, Ket?
Well, it doesn't really have a decent sense of time or distance, so it was just a long time, and it came back when I called it.
Okay.
Are we sure we've examined every square inch of this thing?
Oh man, you could close your eyes and like draw it. Every rock, every shrub, every bush, every slowly creeping towards you plume of smoke.
Okay.
I hate this place, Ket.
Holding up a parachute pack pleadingly.
I teleport one more time.
Okay.
Same way. I'm curious about that dog thing.
Oh, yeah, this time you don't see that.
Instead, you see a sandworm.
It's behind you.
Kind of.
You are. Oh, God.
You briefly find yourself in a horrible snowstorm. There is some weird kind of blue and violet gelatinous thing off in the distance, but you don't get a very good look at it.
We've got to get back, guys.
Okay. Any thoughts?
I haven't felt the Baltanok since we've come back from the Feywild, right?
Nope.
What? Define nope. What do you mean no?
Define yes nope. Or
no? Oh, that's a no. I'm sorry. You have not.
Okay. when I first met my giant, terrifying friend, he said I could talk to him, or, you know, like, he'd show up if I said his name 3 times. Uh-huh. But I don't think those rules still apply if I'm not in the Feywild and I don't feel him anymore.
Well, before we plummet to our infinite deaths, there's no harm in asking.
Actually, there's a lot of harm in asking.
Oh, okay.
I think we've established, Aurum,
Raider
there's a thousand
Faye.
Harm in asking. Sure. But as I don't know what else to do,
start slipping on the back on the parachutes.
So,
how do these work?
Just
they don't
pull that handle, and the chute should know once you're in free fall. Once you're in free fall, and you know you have enough space when you're falling. Pull it, and the chute will open, and that should therefore reduce our falling speed to not bone-crushing level.
What the viewers can't see is Rodrigo smiling so much.
And Steven shaking his head.
In utter defeat.
So scary.
Okay, if last chance.
Leap of faith. Should we just, you know, trust in faith and not even bother with the parachutes?
Faith in what?
That Torque had it right to start with.
Gotta have faith in something. Or you find nothing but faith in nothing.
He is a priest of Corallon.
Yeah.
He seemed to figure this thing out almost immediately.
It's like Corallon said.
All right, you're not there.
Hey!
You're not there!
Hurtful.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings by telling you you're not there!
Which is your fault.
Yes. Yeah. In the end, time may show that you were right. In that case, you will have been right. Still not here, though.
Ket, I hate to point this out, but... early on in the Feywild, remember when, for some reason, we all decided that Torque was going to run in a certain direction, and we all followed him right to, our giant blue friend? You're not there!
Yes, I remember.
Yes, but that was in the Feywild. A place...
Worms are already sitting on the edge of the well. Are we doing this or not?
Yeah. It's either that or fight the gnolls. Point off into the forest.
And just an additional thing. It's either that or fight the gnolls and then what? Right? Assuming you survive the gnolls. It's not like fighting the gnolls is going to give you an answer. Hey, do you guys know how this thing works?
Okay. Pile Knolls okay. into it until yep. something happens.
Pile Knolls into it until we have a pile of Knolls that we can just climb down.
Oh, yeah.
Except, no. Then we just got a well clogged with Knolls.
Yeah.
No, but the Knolls will raise the water yeah. level so you can get a drink.
I wish this character was just more chaotic so I could destroy this place. Terrible place.
And then okay. what?
I jump.
Okay,
all right. Orim slides off the well and down.
I regret nothing.
Orim.
Trowel gives the Randus a hopeless look and goes in after Cat.
Randus shrugs.
Like, jumps yay, in. Parachutes!
All right.
Finally!
I don't think I even bothered to grab the parachute at that point.
Orim's got his on, but it's not open.
Oh. He doesn't know how to use it. So.
All right, so everybody jumps in.
Yep.
Well, what game better time over. To end this episode of Critical Hits?
And to do a mailbag episode. This
long,
we do
terrible
have to
episode.
Do a mailbag episode.
We do have to do a mailbag
we
episode.
We do have to do a mailbag yes. episode.
Right now, so it builds the suspense for us, too.
No, that's a terrible thing.
That's a wonderful thing.
I could really use some tasty
hate
suspense.
It's I have great. An opinion,
it's like
but
having
I'm not
a listener
there.
Right here.
Why are you trying to ruin my life?
All right, everybody. You got one more week to send in all your emails about Critical Hit. This may not be anything after next week.
Yep.
So until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits and that you land safely wherever you are.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.